Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. He's worthy of our praise. All honor, all glory, all power to sing, everybody, all honor,
all honor,
all glory,
all glory,
all power,
all power,
be unto you,
to you.
Sing again, all glory,
all glory.
Sing, Holy Father,
Holy Father, we worship you,
precious Savior,
precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit,
we wait up your hand and sing
for fire.
Sing all honor. Give him the glory due to him. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Adore him. All the glory to him. All the power to him. Bless his name. Give him all the praise. Give him all the adoration. Give him all the praise. Give him all the thanks. He's worthy of our praise. All honor, all glory, all power to sing, everybody, all honor.
All honor.
All glory.
All glory.
All power.
All power.
Be unto you.
To you.
Sing again, all glory.
All glory.
And sing, Holy Father,
Holy Father,
we worship,
we worship you,
precious Savior,
precious Jesus, our Savior, Holy Spirit,
we wait. Lift up your hand and sing
for fire.
Sing all honor,
all honor,
all glory,
all glory,
and all power. Worship him again. He deserves all the glory, all the honor, all the power. Give it to him. Give it to him. Father, we give you glory. We cannot thank you enough. Thank him for your family. Thank him for his grace upon your life. Thank him for your salvation. Blessed be God. Thank him for his visitation. Thank him for his refreshing. Thank him for his liftings. Thank him for open doors. Thank him for every blessing. Somebody raise your hand. Somebody wave those hands. Somebody lift up your voice. Somebody thank him from the depth of your heart. Let him know how grateful you are. Thank him. From whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, David said, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And among other things, he forgave all your iniquities. You know how many times you offended him per day? Many of us per hour. We keep offending him and he keeps forgiving us. And heal all our diseases, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases healed by his hand. Redeemed you from danger, from destruction, from accident, from kidnappers, from stray bullets, from the scourge of the tongue of men, from curses and enchantments. And he crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied your mouth with good things. You eat, you don't vomit. He gave you appetite. Everything you wanted to eat, he gave to you. And as a result, he has renewed your strength like the eagles. No weakness around you. Your eyes are very bright. Your muscles are working. Don't you think he deserves more praise from you? Thank him some more, somebody. Thank him some more. 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 Give him the glory. Let's again thank him for the refreshing of the 21 days of prayer and fasting and all the blessings that you have received, the ones you have seen, the ones on the way coming. Thank him, somebody. Thank him, somebody. Give him the glory. He had every prayer we pray. We give him the glory. We give him the praise. We thank him. 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 Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. I like us this morning, specifically before we take our seat, thank God for his covering over the church. To ever think that Satan is happy, especially with the growth in your church, is to be thinking wrongly. We had a testimony from our church in Ethiopia that we read yesterday in the Leadership Empowerment Summit. Very strange testimony. A young man, a witch, fasted for 5 days to attack our church. 5 days. He fasted. Demonic people are fasting, and many believers are eating and drinking. You don't know that we're in war front. We're in battle. Many of the things happening to many of us are just attacks of the enemy. According to him, their mission is to stop churches from growing and to frustrate those who go to church. Make them not to have testimonies. All such forces around your life are terminated today. After 5 days of fasting, he was heading for the church. It was a service time. And he was going, he saw thick fire burning. He wanted to retreat. A force pulled him. You must enter the place. You must enter today. As he was approaching the church, 3 times he fell down. And as soon as he entered, he met them praying. He started coughing and vomiting blood. Amen. That was it. I'm saying this so that we can appreciate the covering we are enjoying every day. There are many battles that God is fighting for us you don't know. That was how he was forced to give his life to Jesus. And upon giving his life to Jesus, he made a list of his grandfather who initiated him and 7 other leaders. They anointed the names and decreed by sprinkling the blood of Jesus. Within 7 days, all of them were gone. And the same day, all of them died. The same day. First of all, I'd like us to thank God for the thick covering we are enjoying as a church. Let's thank him. Before I make these decrees this morning, before I make these pronouncements this morning, let us thank him for continuous covering and protection that we enjoy as a church, as God's people, as a family. Don't take anything for granted. He covers you and I. He protects you and I. He defends you and I. Many evil eyes are looking at you, but they cannot hurt you because of his covering, because of his angels that surround you. Give him glory. Give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now lift up your hand in this direction. By the authority vested upon me on the platform of this commission, which is delivered to his servant, Bishop Oyedepo, the apostle over this commission, and over this great territory of Africa, I decree this day, every force from hell, wherever they are operating from, that are standing on your way, be crushed today in the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. This fellow, before he was delivered, he saw a magazine with the photograph of God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, and he rushed towards it to turn the photograph the other side. And they asked him why. He said, I know him. He said, I know him. For the past 7 years, I've been seeing him coming to destroy our meetings. I know him. I know him. I know him. The same God at work in his servant, the spirit of whom I represent here right now, I decree that wherever there is any ganging against you, they be scattered in the name of Jesus. They be scattered in the name of Jesus. They be scattered in the name of Jesus. Every ganging responsible for your delay in marriage, your delay in bearing your children, your delay in your promotion, the stagnation in your business and career, I decree this day that they be scattered in the name of Jesus. Those who need to die, die today. Those who need to be crippled right now. Those who should be blinded right now. Those who will not let you rest, be led to rest today. Check the time right now. Something is happening. And you will hear the news this week. You will hear the news this week that all your troublers have been finally laid to rest. Those of you who believe, raise your hand and pray in the Holy Ghost with thanksgiving. 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 Oh, let me gli 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 clock the blondolos kitaya. Woo! Hallelujah! Ha ha! Woo! Ha ha! Yes! Yes! I can see. I can see. Lore mi ki gi bidini bernak to dodaba. Hallelujah! In Jesus' precious name we are praying. I therefore decree that this month be open to you with favor, sir. This month be open to you with strange manifestation. This month be open to you as month of strange answers. If you have your prayer list or prayer note for the 21 days of prayer and fasting, raise it up. I decree that all the requests you have made in this prayer list during the 21 days of prayer and fasting receive speedy answers in the name of Jesus. As a privileged priest in this house, I pronounce you blessed today. In your going out, you are blessed. In your coming in, you are blessed. In the works of your hand, you are blessed. In all you lay your hands to do, you are blessed. In your rising, you are blessed. In your lying down, you are blessed. Anywhere your name is mentioned, you are blessed. Anywhere you appear, you are blessed. Even anywhere they dream of you are blessed. Only good things will come your way this month. I cancel every evil scheme against you this month. I declare all your goings great. I declare all your children strong and healthy. This month, you will not miss your steps. Wave your hand one more time and thank God this morning. Thank God this morning. Thank God this morning. Thank God again this morning. To you be glory forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And finally, before you take your seat, Lord, send me your word this morning. Send me light from heaven. Shatter every darkness around my life. Send me light. In the name of Jesus, send your light. Send your light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Before you take your seat, congratulate your neighbors. 2, 3, 4, 5 people for the new month. Congratulations. Congratulations. Tell somebody, surely your light has come. Your light has come. Your light has come. Your light has come. Amen. And now if you can, give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat. Hallelujah. Take your seat, please. Praise God forevermore. In Jesus' precious name. My case is different. You especially welcome into this new month. We are thanking God today for all of his blessings, especially the blessings of the 21 days of prayer and fasting. Every time you are thanking God, you are seeking perfection. 10 lepers were cured. One of them returned, and for his returning, he received perfection. This morning, every blessing that has come your way is perfected. Amen. Also, every time we are thanking God, we are seeking multiplication. From the scripture read to us at the Thanksgiving dedication session, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will, as a result of their thanksgiving, multiply them, they shall not be few, and I'll glorify them, they shall not be small. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Therefore, as a result of your thanksgiving today, receive perfection. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen to that. Amen. What did I say you should receive? And what are you receiving? And number 2, receive multiplication. Amen. Receive multiplication. Amen. What are you receiving this morning? So shall it be for you. In Jesus' precious name. The prophetic focus for this month, as it has been declared, is my light has come. Will somebody say with me? Make it strong. Stronger than you could ever imagine. The scriptures for the month is Isaiah chapter 60 from verses 1 to 20. It begins by saying, arise, shine. Why? Because your light is come. So, what are the things that happens when your light comes? Number 1, you arise. That means you are no longer stagnated. Light destroys stagnation. Naturally, you tend to move towards light. When you see light, nobody sees light and sits in darkness. Light moves people. Light beckons to people. With the light coming your way this month, everything called stagnation is broken off your life. Amen. We're in the prophetic service. Let me be hearing your amen. Amen. Number 2, what happens when light comes? You shine. Arise. Shine. Number 3, what happens when light comes? Glory. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And number 4, what happens when light comes? Attraction. Verse 3, the Gentiles shall come to your light. You will be attracting them and kings to the brightness of your rising. So get ready this month. My light has come simply means I'm rising. My light has come means I'm shining. My light has come means I'm entering into a new realm of glory. My light has come simply means I'm an attraction this month. Glory to God forevermore. This month, you'll be attracting great things your way. When Joseph brought light, he attracted honor. When Daniel came with light, he attracted beauty. He attracted honor. He attracted, favor. You cannot have light and be disfavored. No. Light makes you an attraction. Light makes you unique. Light makes you the choice of everybody. As we have read in the prophetic word for the month, darkness is everywhere. We are all aware of it. And the only way to be exempted from the aura of darkness is light. Light is the only way to escape darkness. Light is the only answer and cure to darkness. For the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. John chapter 1 verse 5. John chapter 8 verse 12. You cannot have darkness contest with light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me as the light shall not walk in darkness. If you're in darkness, don't abuse anybody. Don't accuse anybody. Query your light content. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall walk in light. He shall have the light of life. But it's important for us to know that the primary requirement for gaining access into light is new birth. You must be born again. For unto those who are redeemed is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 4 verse 11. If you are not born again, you cannot see the light, just as it is in the natural. In the natural, until a child is born, he is in the womb, he cannot see the light. A child in the womb cannot see natural light. In the same way, if you are not born again, you cannot see the light of the kingdom of God. John chapter 3 from verses 1 to 3, Jesus made it very clear. As Nicodemus came to him in verse 3, Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. And why? Nicodemus asked, and Jesus answered, except you are born again, you cannot see. You cannot see. If you are not blind, born again, you are blind. You cannot see. Can you imagine somebody takes light to the womb of a woman and talking to the child inside, see, see, see. The child can't see. Why? It's inside the womb. If you are inside sin, you cannot see the light. If you are with the devil, you cannot see the light. It's only what he has, he will give to you. He has darkness, that's what he will give to you. Until you are born again, you cannot see light. You may be in church and not be in Christ. Just like a child is in the womb, but he's not out yet. Until you give your life to Jesus, you cannot see the light of the kingdom of God. If you are not born again, everything we are saying will be like story to you. If you are here this morning, you've not done that, quickly give your life to Jesus. But beyond being born again, for you to gain access to revelation, you must be spiritual. Because God's word is spiritual. God's word is spirit. God's word is spirit. Only spiritual people can access it. Galatians chapter 5 verse 25. If you are not spiritual, you cannot access the things of the spirit. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard the voice speak to me. You cannot hear God except you are in the spirit. Because God is spirit, and those who will come to him must come to him as spirit being. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice. You cannot hear God except you are in the spirit of God. You hear God clearly the more spiritual you are. And I heard him, it was like the sound of a trumpet. The deeper you are spiritually, the clearer the voice of the Lord is to you. Spiritual things can be discerned only by spiritual people. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Spiritual things can be discerned only by spiritual people. They are spiritually discerned. You cannot understand, you cannot interpret the word of God except you are spiritual. Now, how do we assess revelation furthermore? Number one, I've said you must be born again. Number two, you must be spiritual. Number three, you must seek the help of the Holy Spirit. You must seek the help of the Holy Spirit. And why is that necessary? The Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, nor shall want I made. For my mouth, God is speaking there, it had commanded, and my spirit, it had gathered them. So, the Bible is a compilation of the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit gathered the book together. Who is an author? An author is the one who has gathered certain knowledge and put it in a book. The Holy Spirit gathered the word of God and put it in a book form. He is the author. Another scripture to confirm that, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. The inspiration of God is the Holy Spirit. Is given by the inspiration or by the Spirit of God. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 and 21. We are establishing the fact that the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. Knowing this force that no prophecy of scripture, no compilation of scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake or wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The author of the Bible is not Paul the Apostle. The author of the Bible is not Moses. The Holy Spirit moved them to put together the Bible. So the Holy Spirit is the author. That's why we need the help. When you have a book in your hand and you are confused about anything written there, you consult with the author. Why do we need the help of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the custodian of revelation, of knowledge. Jesus made him the custodian. John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. Jesus, before he left, said to his disciples, "There are many more things I would have loved to say to you, but you cannot bear them now, and I have to go. However, I have committed every other thing to the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth. When he comes, he will guide you into the truth. I had in mind to let you know. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever I shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus spoke severally about the Holy Spirit before he left. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of the Bible. And the Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Bible. He is the teacher. Teachers are interpreters. He is the teacher. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and then verse 13. "But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. He is the one who takes us into depth, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." He takes us from one chapter, one verse to another. He puts scriptures together, he interprets them to us. So the reason we need the Holy Spirit, the help of the Holy Spirit, is so that he can teach us all things. Lift up your right hand and say, "Oh, Holy Spirit of God, I need you. Open my eyes. Teach me the word of God." Now, the next step we need to take to assess revelation is to develop deeper love for God. Love for God. Lovers of God are entitled to the secrets of God. They are entitled to the secrets of God. Lovers don't hide things from themselves. Lovers don't hide things from themselves. Now, many of us are seated here. You have certain friends that knows all your secrets. Those of you who are genuinely in marriage relationship, not hide and seek as it happens in the modern world. This new generation marriage has a lot of hide and seek. Hide telephone, hide iPad, hide computer. I don't want my wife to see this. I don't want my husband to see this. You know what you are doing? You are playing a lottery. If you are in a genuine relationship, nothing to hide. There's nothing I have that my wife does not know. Without asking for it, it's natural. In the same way, when you are a deep lover of God, you will not beg him to show you things. He will be showing you things. He'll be teaching you things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. I have not seen nor hear heard, neither has it entered into the mind of anyone the things which God has in stock. The things which he has prepared for them that love him. For them that love him. Be a lover of God to gain access to the secrets of God. Hear what Jesus said to his disciples. John 15:15. Before then, they have been calling them his disciples. And Jesus said, from now, I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you my friends. I have called you my friend. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Secrets are revealed to friends. Abraham was a friend of God. Isaiah 41 verse 8. Yep. Abraham was a friend of God. And that's why when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, shall I do anything without telling my friend? Man, let me branch to his house. He branched to the house of Abraham to tell him, I want to go to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. What's your view? And Abraham said, hey, don't do that yet. If you are walking with God, you have no problem discovering the secrets of God, which is contained in the Bible. Paul the apostle was a lover of God, and so he had what is called abundance of revelation. In Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 38, Paul talked about his love for God. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, he had abundance of revelation. Abundance of revelation. Abundance of revelation. How else do you assess revelation? There must be a craving in your soul. A craving, a longing, insatiable desire to know more. You will know only as much as you desire to know. Do you desire more? God will show you more. That's why Paul the apostle admonished us. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 2. Let he that thinks he knows. If any man think that he knoweth anything, let him know that he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. There is what you know and there is what you ought to know. There is no plateau in search of knowledge. There is no end to spiritual enlightenment. What you know for now is only enough for now. But there is something beyond now. That's why Paul also said that I'm pressing to know more of him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, that I may know him. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, down the line, that I may know him. There must be a craving in your soul. You must be crying every day, Lord, I don't know enough yet. There is what I know, but there is what I ought to know. I want to know more. He went further in verse 11. He said, anything do I have now? I mean, I put them aside. Down to verse 12. So that I can know more. Not as though I had already attained it, but I fall after that if I may apprehend that for which I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. That I may know him. There must be a craving in your soul. Moses craved to know God. He said, Lord, show me. Lord, reveal to me. Wake up every day craving to know more. Say to me, I want to know more. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, he said, hold, every man that thirsted, let him come. And then went to verse 10, talking about the word of God, so shall my word be, as rain coming down from heaven, does not return until it, you know, satisfies, you know, the ground, gives bread to the eater, and, you know, seed to the sower. There were two sisters that met with Jesus, Mary and Martha. One was very busy, up and down, and the other sat at the feet of the master to receive knowledge. Luke 10:42. And the one that was busy came to Jesus and said, Jesus, don't you care? Don't you see how busy I am to make everything work? And Jesus said, you don't know anything yet. One thing is needful. One thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part. We shall not be taken away from her. Knowledge is one asset of life that will never be taken from a man. What you know, is your asset. What you don't know makes you a liability. Don't be busy jumping here and there. Sit down with the word of God. There are many pastors who are very busy jumping from one place to another. The word of God must be craved for. You must be prepared to buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. And finally, how do you assess revelation for the day? Through thanksgiving. Everything multiplies with appreciation. So also is revelation. Everything multiplies with thanksgiving. So also is revelation. Thanksgivers are never short of revelation. Thanksgivers are never short of revelation. Look at Jesus. In John 6:6, the Bible tells us, in the face of hungry people, Jesus knew what he will do. He was never stranded. He knew what to do. How did he know? Thanking God. Verse 11. He was a thanksgiver. So he always knew what to do. Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, then he knew that the next thing to do was to distribute it. Revelation. Light. Don't wake up in the morning with sad face. As soon as your eyes open, Jesus, thank you. Don't remember how you slept last night with pain. As soon as your feet touches the ground, Jesus, thank you for today. I give you glory that I'm alive and well. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. Those who offer thanks to God don't lack revelation. Ye shall have a son. As in the night when the holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart. As one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And as you do that, the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard from the book. I don't have problem contacting revelation. Why? I gain access with thanksgiving. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, so you can access the Holy of Holies where the table of the Lord is. Revelation is in the Holy of Holies, and you cannot gain access to the Holy of Holies without coming through the gate with thanksgiving. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I am so glad. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. And he has made me glad. Oh, rejoice, for he has. Thanksgiving is not what I like. It is what I chose. I just choose it because I must be glad. I just have to be happy. I just have to be excited every morning. Because if I'm not, I cannot gain access to this. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Check your neighbor's face. Is there a smile there? Amen. You don't have any business carrying that load on your head. Don't let the devil make you feel as if your world is crumbling. Let it crumble. God will mend it. Don't be afraid. Don't let the devil confuse you. The worst that can happen to your life is that it will crumble. Let it crumble. Okay, let it crumble. Let it crumble. The mender will take it and mend it for you. Glory to God forevermore. The worst the devil can do is to make your life crumble. Let it crumble. The worst the devil can do is to kill you. Let him kill you. God will raise you up. Give the devil a mess of his life. Tell him to do his worst. So God can do his best.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The devil did his worst. He killed Goliath. He killed Lazarus. And Jesus came to do his best. And Lazarus became a toast. Nobody knew him before.
Yes, sir.
He became Jerusalem. He became pilgrim. People were going to visit him. Are you the one that died?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see your teeth. Is everything complete?
Yes, sir.
Let's see your head.
It's shining.
It's shining. He became a toast. Let him do his worst so God can have a chance to do his best. Oh, when my time is up, at full old age, I will shock the devil. When I'm set to leave this world, it will be with a smile on my face. I have no business frowning my face. I have no business looking down. I have no business looking as if everything is crumbling. Nothing ever crumbles for me. All things work together for my good, including the devil. Anything the devil does, God is only employing him to make all things work together for your good. Somebody give a big hand to the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. Now, let's close. How does revelation engender exemption? Now, listen to this very well. Revelation empowers you for dominion. Revelation empowers you for dominion. Light from the word spreads your influence. Luke chapter 4, look at that quickly. Luke chapter 4, verses 31 to 36. Verse 31 to 36. And Jesus came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them. Look at how Jesus was having dominion. He was teaching people. The cheapest way, permit me to say, to make you have dominion is to keep teaching you. Listen to this. If you are not tired of listening to me for 6 weeks, come back and tell me what happened to you after 6 weeks. What Satan is afraid most is what I'm doing right now. He is afraid that I'm teaching you. Because I'm putting time bomb inside you. Very soon you will explode and say, Satan, where are you? Where are you? Where? Nonsense. I thought you were strong before. I didn't know you are weak. Nonsense. Where are you? Where? There was a brother whose child, when born, had swollen testes. So, by revelation, he woke up that morning and put the child on the chair and said, Satan, there's a meeting here. Where are you? Come and sit down here. Where were you when God created this child? You foul devil. Explain now. How did you put swelling on this boy's testes? Satan couldn't appear. He said, if you can't answer now, then this swelling is off now. That was how swelling went down. Satan appears in your ignorance. He disappears with your revelation. When you know it, Satan withdraws. He withdraws. Fast. Get back to that passage. Jesus was teaching them in Capernaum. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For his word, his teaching, was with power. Verse 33. And in the synagogue, there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice. Jesus didn't say anything. He was only teaching. And the man cried out, saying, let us alone! Leave us! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? You have come to destroy us. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus, shut up. Hold your peace. Come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Dominion. And they were all amazed and speak among themselves, saying, What a word. Not what a noise. What a word is this? For with authority and power commanded the unclean spirit. And they came out. When you are a man of the word, you are a man of authority. Glory to God. Revelation empowers us for dominion. Matthew 6:8-16. Jesus was teaching and casting out devils with his words. He was casting out devils, healing the sick by his words. Psalm 66 verse 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works, through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves unto you. And how did this power come? Psalm 110 verses 1 to 3. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. And how would that be? Thou shalt send the rod of your strength out of Zion that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies. It will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies. That's what light, the word, does. If you are wordless, you are powerless. If you are wordless, you are worthless. Your authority is the word. The scepter is in the word. That's where your authority is. Every king rules by a rod, by a scepter. Magicians rule by their words. The prophets rule by their words. When the rod of Moses came to be, all the magician's rod was swallowed. Find down from any witch, any wizard, any magician, anywhere. They will tell you, that man, don't move close to him. How? I'm ruling by the word of God. Praise God. Ruling by the word of God. Ruling by the word of God. Many years back when I was a younger pastor, then I was privileged to pastor a church in Kaduna. One man came to church one day. He said he wanted to see me. I bother less about seeing people who are demonic. I have no business with them. The gap is too wide. It's like recruit talking to general. I have no business with that. What was his problem? They say he wanted to show me instruments of occultic force. I said, I'm not interested. You are not the one to tell me. I know it already from the scriptures. He was traveling, according to him, to Gogolada to make charms. And when he got around Suleja, he said he heard my voice saying, get back or you die now. You die now. I was in my office in Kaduna. But my spirit was pursuing him because he was doing fele-fele around my territory. So my spirit caught him and said, get back! Get back! Shouted on him as one would shout on a dog. He came, he lost all the power. They said, do you want to see him? I said, no, it's not necessary. Let the younger people see him. I don't talk with devils. We are not mates. We are not in the same class. I'm far above them. They are far below my foot. They can't come close. Witches can't come close. Wizards can't come close. From now, they will not be able to come close to you again. Somebody give God a big hand. Hallelujah. Say with me, I have dominion. Say it again, I have dominion. What do you have to do with that dominion? You have to be speaking. You have to be speaking. Jesus was teaching. Jesus was speaking. You have to be speaking. Get back home, speak the word. Get to your office, speak the word. When you are traveling, speak the word. There shall no evil befall me, no plague will come near my dwelling. He will preserve my going out and my coming in. No matter who is coming down, I'll be going up. Many may be cast down, but there is a lifting up for me. Others may be thrown out of their jaws, but I'm getting promoted at my work. You'll be speaking the word. Sickness and disease may be everywhere, but none will come nigh my children. Oh, I have no business with the hospital this year. I have no business with headache this year. I don't have any feeling of backache, any leg pain around me this year. Everything is working. My liver, my kidney, my brain, everything is working this year. You have to be speaking the word. Don't close your mouth, otherwise your destiny will close up. You are silent, Satan will be speaking. You are speaking, Satan will be silent. Make your choice. Well, quickly, as we close this morning, you are here this morning, you know you are not born again. You have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Give me a chance to pray for you. Wherever you are seated, I've told you from the word of God, if you don't open your heart for Jesus, the word of God cannot gain access to you. I know you want to be born again. I know you want to give your life to Him. Wherever you are seated, rise to your feet. Give me a chance to pray for you. You want to say to the devil, I have no more business with you. I want to be born again. God bless you. Clap your hands, church, as we receive them. Everyone that wants to be saved, stand to your feet. Maybe you are once saved, but you are backsliding. And today you want to be restored back to the faith. Rise to your feet as well. Rise to your feet quickly. Everybody do that. And while we're doing that, please take note. Are you glad?